Jason Swigart, Donald Wilson back here at the Child Center. Now pleased to be joined by assistant coach Ben Johnson. Tough one for the Pilots tonight as they fall by 10 to Pacific. We knew it was going to be kind of a backyard brawl with this big rough and tough Pacific team. And eventually just the defense, guys bigger, longer, stronger, eventually just wore down the Pilots in the second half, really constricted the offense.
Yeah, they're a really physical team defensively, and they do a great job of getting after it. And I think over the course of 40 minutes, there some of that physicality wore our guys down just a little bit. And but in general, we just have to be mentally tougher when we've faced teams that are as physically tough this season. So, you know, we have to go back to the drawing board, do a little soul searching. I think individually, collectively, but I think individually, we've got to kind of step up and answer the bell, and we'll have a great opportunity to do that on Saturday against San Diego. But between now and then, I think we've got to, you know, look inwards. And you know, a lot of what happened tonight was self-inflicted. You know, you look at 16 turnovers, and you know, while they're a very good defensive team, some of that we beat ourselves in that category.
You look also, the book is out now. Teams, we saw BYU do that in Pacific, focusing the defense on Isaiah White and JoJo Walker, not wanting to let them get started offensively. How do you then go back to find new ways to get them in advantageous situations at the offensive end?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of that is, you know, they're in decent positions. I wouldn't say they're in perfect positions to score or perfect positions. But I do think we've run some sets where there's an angle, and now it's up to the individual athlete to then take advantage of that situation. I don't know if we're doing that to the level that we need to as of right now. But that, again, that's where I'm talking about kind of looking internally and, you know, are we doing everything we can do individually, collectively, to put our best foot forward for the group, for the team? And so that's what I mean by that.
It looks like Malcolm Porter had a really good game. Like, was that something that was looked upon for him to attack the gaps, get into the lane, and facilitate a little bit more today?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Malcolm's in a pretty good rhythm, you know, individually, and, you know, he's kind of found his stride, you know, scoring the basketball, driving it, being aggressive. And we need for some of his teammates to continue to look to do some of the same things, you know, being opportunistic, looking to punch the gap, looking to be more explosive towards the rim. And certainly so Malcolm had a very good game that way. And, again, collectively, we need to see that more of that from other individuals.
Are you guys also looking to push the pace more? Because today, when you guys were in transition, you looked like you had great opportunities to get looks, and the score was pretty close. But when you don't run in transition, it didn't look like you can manufacture much in the half-court offense.
Yeah, that's one of the things coaches challenge the guys with, is playing with better pace and more pace in transition. Playing with better pace, even in the half court, coming off those ball screens, looking to get it into the gaps more. Mm-hmm. And if it's not there, then kick it out weak side. But, you know, we're still finding ourselves that way within our, you know, we've got three offenses basically. And, you know, the guys are probably struggling with one a little bit more than the other. But one of them's a little bit newer. So
chatting here with assistant coach Ben Johnson. Pilots fall by 10 to Pacific. Looking ahead now, quickly turning the page, opportunity with San Diego. They lost again tonight at BYU, a very young team after we saw all that production from the last year's group graduate and move on. So opportunity, you know, little soul searching from them. How can, you know, a chance to seize a victory here over a team that's still finding their way? They're pretty inexperienced as a group. Kind of help that soul searching and get their minds back to where they were early in the season.
Yeah, well, that's what we have to try and capitalize on, and, you know, try and come out really hard, really fast, and try and deliver a knockout punch, you know, because while they're, the old expression, kick them while they're down, well, you know, we're a little down too right now, but none of that matters. Our attitude is what matters, our focus, our preparation is what matters, and then coming out really, we have to come out really hard and fast on Saturday and know that. And try and keep them down.
And of course, a physical game like this, how important is rest? How much can you be able to do with the guys Friday, Saturday at shoot around so you allow them to recover from a game like this?
Yeah, well, it's for us, it's not so much physical, it's more mental and emotional. That's where our weaknesses are right now. So, again, I think we'll come together. We're going to watch some film tomorrow. San Diego is very unique in some of the offensive actions they run. They run a lot of that Princeton offense. Yep. So that's unique. So we're going to have to break those actions down and get our guys prepared mentally as much as anything.
Well, we appreciate you coming out and stopping by for a few minutes. Coach Ben Johnson, we'll let you get some rest, too. It was a tough one for everybody. Quick turnaround to San Diego. We'll see you on Saturday.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
You bet. Thanks, Coach.